Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's been almost a decade since Republicans drew a series of legislative maps that a series of court rulings concluded were racially gerrymandered, packing black voters into certain districts to dilute their influence elsewhere. The courts drew new maps, and Republicans are currently challenging those maps in the United States Supreme Court. But Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond Law School says time has run out.
What I'm expecting now is a decision in June, probably after the primaries, that for whatever reason, perhaps standing, perhaps on the merits, favors the plaintiffs.
In other words, those court-drawn maps will stand and the Republican challenge will be set aside. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says this case could end up having significant long-term consequences well beyond this year's election.
I think this case is going to be the stepping stone towards the elimination of affirmative action or the use of race-based policies, even if it's for a what would be considered a good intention.
Both Tobias and Kelsey say they expect the Supreme Court's ruling in this case after the primary, toward the end of the Supreme Court's term in June. I'm Michael Pope.